you care to state your name for the record?
Liz Marco.
Thank you. What is your relationship to Outpost 186 exactly?
I've been to shows there before. I've run shows there before. I've also booked shows there before.
Cool. When did you first get into booking shows? How did that come about? It's not something you just kind of, you know.
No, I don't think it's something you just fall into, no. That's not really how it works. I think it kind of came out of necessity. When you're working with a band, sometimes you have to wear a lot of hats when, you know, you don't have, like, a full, huge team of resources. And I think, yeah, it just was like someone needed to book the show, and I was like, sure, I'll do it.
Do you feel like that is, do you feel like you had, there was a certain pressure to be booking the shows, or did you do it out of a need to bring more music to Boston?
No, obviously it wasn't. I wasn't booking the shows for Boston. Booking the shows for the band that I was working with. I am working with two bands. Two people, artists. Sorry. Yeah, no, it was out of necessity. This is so horrible. You're going to edit this, right? Maybe?
Yeah.
Well, if not.
Cool. Well, we can keep moving. Do you remember the first time you attended an Outpost show?
Yes, I do. It was Runner Up, who is the band I was talking about before.
Mm-hmm.
It was Ravi and the Houseplants and Havens. It was a really great show. It was a really fun time. Outpost is great. It feels like a living room. Super cozy.
Why do you like using it so much? Just as a venue space? Because I know it's not the traditional place that you go to see bands.
No, it's easy to book. Mm-hmm. And
what do you mean by easy?
It's a relatively reasonable room fee, I would say. And Rob, the person that books them, is easy to get in touch with once you have a relationship with him.
Okay.
And then I guess once you kind of like build that relationship with him, then it's easier to get the space more often.
Right.
And you kind of get to like make it what you want to make it. It's very customizable.
Okay. Yeah.
It's a blank room.
Yeah, it is. It is just like a room with. And so, I mean, you don't even bring your own. Or sorry, you bring your own equipment there. You don't even use a lot of the equipment that Rob has
we
available.
We always bring pretty much everything.
Yeah. Why is that?
The stuff they have there is a little janky, I guess you could say. It's not. I trust the stuff we bring more than the stuff that's there.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Just to have more control?
Yeah, sure. Yeah. I mean, obviously there's a reason, because who wants to drag, like, you know, two giant speakers, a monitor, and a mixer around everywhere? No one, so.
Cool. Yeah. You don't want to have to. Yeah, you wouldn't be doing it if you didn't really, really mind that, you won't have that
available. I mean, obviously it's great that they have that in-house, but I think, so I guess a lot of they do like a lot of poetry
mm-hmm.
readings there. And for something like that, I'm sure it's the stuff, like the equipment that's in-house would be great. But when you're like, you know, bringing a full band in, I think it's nice to have better equipment with you.
Right. And do you think that's going to be a problem in terms of like more bands from different genres are going to be playing at Outpost, because it seems to be on the rise in terms of alternative venues in Boston. I feel like...
You think them not having, like, really good quality equipment in-house is going to be an issue?
I was asking you whether or not you think that it's going to be a problem that they don't.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Maybe. I think for now it's okay, right? Because, like, we're fine bringing the stuff, but that's because we have the means to get it there. Like, is it always a plus when a venue has their own equipment there? Yeah, it's awesome. It's great. It makes load-in real easy. And I think, like, one of the things about Outpost is that sometimes load-in is really difficult.
Mm-hmm.
But we still book shows there.
Yeah. Takes, like, almost, like an hour and a half, probably, right?
Yeah, I would want to get there an hour and a half before anything started going to get set up. But also, I'm neurotic and like to be really early, so.
Yeah, I would agree there. I feel like that's usually, it's safer to err on that side, too.
Yeah, because then afterwards, you just get to sit in the room, and it's nice.
Yeah, what do you do when you, like, if you're done setting up,
mm-hmm.
and everything is working fine, and bands are doing sound check, and you don't have to be there for that. Where are you going? What are you doing?
Well, usually at that point, it's dinner time. All-star. Tuna melt.
Interesting. Yeah. How'd you come across that? That's a very specific...
Yeah. No, I've a friend of mine showed it to me. It was great. It was, yeah.
It's just down the street?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
I think we split a tuna melt and a BLT.
Okay.
It was good.
It's good. And that's in Inman Square, right?
Mm-hmm.
Not many people go there, I feel like.
I love it there. Every time I'm there, I'm like, I wish I spent more time here.
Because it's not super close to the Red Line, so I feel like it doesn't get...
Yeah, it's kind of a pain, but I think worth. Definitely worth going out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Nice. How do you find the process of booking the show at Outpost? Just generally, getting, like, let's say getting bands together or corralling people to kind of even organize it. Because maybe booking the room is super easy because you're talking to Rob, but...
Right. It's not that bad. I think people want to play the space. Like, I think people who have seen shows there want to play the space.
Mm-hmm.
Because of the atmosphere that it has.
Right.
Yeah, it's a good room.
Yeah. How would you...
And I also think that, like, I don't know, when, at least for us, like, the offer is we're bringing backline... You just bring yourselves and your instruments. Like, that's a pretty good deal, you know?
Yeah, and then do you split evenly
with
the bands? Okay, so it seems like it's then
very
enticing
for... It's a nice offer, like...
Yeah.
To not have to bring anything.
Okay, why do you do the even split? Why not do it for headliner gets, what, 75 or 60%? Why are you doing even?
I just think that the bands that are playing, it's not like, yeah, there's a headliner, I guess, but it's not really like, it's just three or four bands that wanna jam, you know, like, yeah.
Okay.
It's not really about like who's headlining. It's just more of like, I feel like Outpost is definitely like, I would use the term community space as opposed to venue. Like, it's definitely... It doesn't feel like a traditional venue. It feels like, oh, there's a bunch of people hanging out in a room. We're going to watch some bands play some music. And
What makes that different than anybody's house, though? Or anybody's basement?
It's not a basement.
That's fair. That's fair.
There's windows and natural light and air.
Air. It does get hot inside, though, right?
It does, yeah. But I don't know. The door is very close by.
That's important.
Yeah.
I feel like I've wanted to leave...
Quick out.
...a venue many times based on temperature.
Yeah.
And, you know, amount.
Yeah.
Magnitude
it's
of sound.
It's a cool, like, in-between, right? Because there's, like, that... Not, like, established professionalism, but you've booked the space through someone else. It's not just someone's house where people are living, like, existing all the time.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. There's an added amount of importance or imbued respect towards...
Yeah, and I think, like, I think respecting the space is really important. Not to say that, like... I don't respect, like, people's basements, but it's just, it's different.
Yeah, because I know you don't even, like, people don't even usually see Rob. How many times have you seen Rob?
Almost never.
Almost never, yeah. I don't know. I think I've seen him once before.
Yeah.
But not even in the context of...
he leaves the keys, and then the room is, like, you do with it what... you will do with it, and there's also that trust that he has that you're not gonna like destroy the space or cause trouble.
And you feel like you do a good job of that? You feel like you leave it well? Or
well, yeah, I think, like, I mean, I don't know, I've definitely been in situations in the space before where it's like, okay, this is getting to be too much, like, and then have put in effort to clean up afterwards and make sure that, like, the space is left exactly how we found it. But I'm sure a lot of people are that way.
You think?
I don't know. I'd be interested, because obviously I only know how, like, we leave the space when we book a show. I don't really know how other people leave the space, or, like, what Rob could, like, I guess, for example, this weekend I went to a show there and it was kind of crazy, and I think people, like, it was a crowd that I'd never seen there before. And I think there was a little bit less respect for the room than what I was usually used to, so I'd be curious to know kind of how the end of that night went, and, like, load out and how
you feel like you got
Rob found it the next day.
Right You feel like you got two extremes of the situation, because you've your way to handle it on one end, and then
But again, I don't know how the person that had booked that show left the space afterwards. I just know like in there at the time.
Do you feel like your shows are the only frame of reference for how you feel about other people throwing shows there? Or...
Right.
Okay. That was a weird question.
Yeah,
I'm sorry. How do you feel like it places into alternative space use in Boston overall? Like, where does it sit? If, do you think it's...
I think it's, like, halfway... Like, it's in the middle of a basement, and, like, a more traditional type of venue, which I guess is not an alternative space, but...
That's fair.
It's, like, a good halfway.
Right. Do you see that being important in, like, the next year for Boston Music?
You still have that, like, autonomy... of, like, okay, I'm gonna make it look this way, and I'm gonna put this many people in the room, and whereas, like, and I'm gonna make this the door, you know, and, like, you pretty much have control over everything, and then at the end of the night, you just, or before, there's the room fee, and then whatever else you make is whatever you want to do with that.
Right.
Whereas, like, other venues, there's percentages and, like, on top of room fees or however they, like, those guidelines are given to you kind of in a more structured way.
Yeah. But here, you're just, it's more equitable,
right?
Do you ever take a cut yourself or no?
Mm-mm.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
It seems like you put a lot of time and effort
actually,
into it.
Okay, so I would never ask for a cut. Right? Like, if I've helped a band with a show, I think Yeah, I've never asked for a cut. I've been given
okay.
a cut. But I've never been like, okay, this is what I'm going to take.
Do you know what they said if a band gave you a cut? Do you remember what they said to you when they gave it to you?
Here's your cut from tonight.
You just didn't even question. It was just a cut? Like, that yeah. was just, that's the, okay. Yeah.
It was like, we made this, we're splitting it this many ways. And then I guess at that point I was kind of lumped in with the band. And
oh, so the band that you helped book, they kind of treated you as like another member to right. give you your cut.
Right.
Interesting. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
But I've also done shows there where I haven't taken mm-hmm. anything because it didn't feel like...
Yeah. Okay. One last question for you. How do you see your own involvement in the talent buying scene in Boston expanding or changing at all?
I don't know. I think I've done it just because I've been working on other things with bands and have just had, like, it was like out of necessity that I've had to do that.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's fun. It's like, it's a cool thing to do, but I don't think it's really my strength.
Okay.
That
yeah.
makes sense.
Yeah, but it's funny. It's cool to see that you still kind of take it in stride just yeah. based on me going to your shows.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's cool.
Yeah. Well, thank you for this. I appreciate it. Yeah, and I'll send along the final draft when it is ready to go.
Cool.